Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Since December, 5 migrant children have died after being detained by U.S. immigration agencies. The latest death came today when a 16-year-old Guatemalan migrant died at a border patrol station in South Texas. The teen's cause of death is not yet known. Last Tuesday, a 2.5-year-old boy from Guatemala died in an El Paso hospital just over a month after being released from Customs and Border Protection custody. He had been diagnosed with pneumonia shortly after entering the United States with his mother. These recent deaths come as CBP apprehensions at the southern border continue to rise, outpacing totals for 2018. Nearly 99,000 migrants were apprehended last month. That number of people would fill a football stadium. Meanwhile, CNN published photographs of migrants, including children, in a McAllen, Texas Border Patrol station sleeping on the ground using Mylar blankets as shelter. As immigration agencies defer to Congress to act, conditions in migrant detention centers appear unlikely to improve in the immediate future. We spoke earlier today with Noman Merchant, an immigration reporter for the Associated Press, before the news of the most recent death. I asked Noman what we know about the 2-year-old who died last week.
We know that the boy and his mother entered the United States near a bridge in El Paso, Texas, in early April, and that 3 days after the Border Patrol says it apprehended the boy and his mother, the mother reported her son being sick. The Border Patrol says it took the boy to a hospital that day and transferred him to a children's hospital the next day and technically released the boy and his mother from their custody a few days later. And the boy was hospitalized for about a month before succumbing to pneumonia.
We know that there was another child, 8-year-old Felipe Gonzalez Alonso, who died in December. Department of Homeland Security said it would change some of its medical check policies. I'm wondering if those have happened so far.
That's right. After Felipe's death, that was the second in December of a child from Guatemala in the Border Patrol's custody. The agency said that it would institute medical screenings for all of the children in its custody and expand the screenings that it was doing for children that were coming in. We don't know the results of what screenings may have occurred in this case of the 2-year-old who died. And we know that El Paso is one of the places that has been particularly overwhelmed by the surge of families that are crossing the border. There have been people that at times have been detained under a bridge in a fenced area in smaller military-style tents. And now there is a larger 500-person tent that's in operation there. But even with that tent, there's still a lot more people than there are facilities to hold them.
Last month, there were a little less than 100,000 migrants apprehended at the southern border. What do we know about the daily conditions at CBP facilities right now in Texas?
We know that in many parts of Texas, particularly in El Paso and the Rio Grande Valley, which is at the southernmost point of Texas, the Border Patrol stations and the processing center are all overwhelmed. They're all above capacity. In the Rio Grande Valley, for example, there are about 8,000 people detained in a sector that has space for 3,300 people. Then you add the 500-person tent, and even then, that doesn't cover half of the number of people that Border Patrol is detaining. And so, as you alluded to, CNN published some photos from inside the McAllen Border Patrol station. Border Patrol itself released some photos because they want to call attention to what they say is a crisis here. And you can see children and parents lying outside on grass or in these smaller military-style tents with just Mylar foil blankets as protection. And in South Texas, it's already above 90 degrees every day. People are waiting out there for hours, and there isn't capacity to hold them and to keep them in conditions that everybody would agree were safe.
The federal government has started putting up more tent facilities to hold migrants in Texas. Are those conditions any better?
Yeah, they opened 2 tents, one in El Paso and one in South Texas in the port city of Donna. Inside, there's space for mats. There are bathrooms, porta potties. There's showers. There's air conditioning, which is a big deal given the weather. It's not ideal as a place to keep a child for any significant amount of time, but it is better than some of the conditions that people are being detained in, as you can see in photos that were released. Even after this tent were open, photos that were released outside of Border Patrol stations where people are sleeping in parking lots and on grass.
I want to go back a second to the photos that CNN published last week. You're not with CNN, obviously, you're with the Associated Press, but I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about when you're reporting and sometimes photographing migrant populations. There's a little bit of a controversy over whether those photos should have blurred the images of the people who were in them.
It's very difficult, and I don't want to weigh in on CNN's decisions on how they publish those photos. I will say that when we interview families that have just crossed the border or families that have been processed and are ready to go to their ultimate destination in other parts of the country, we'll ask them and we'll try and explain to them, we want to use your name, we want to use your identity, and these photos will be distributed to tell this story. And most of the time, families are completely aware of that. You do have to be very careful about willing or unwilling exploitation, but it's difficult because the photos also have very important news value, and it's something that we struggle with.
So the Takeaway reached out to Customs and Border Protection about this segment, and I want to read part of the statement they sent us from their acting commissioner, John P. Sanders, and I'm quoting here. We are using every resource available to cope with this worsening emergency. I'm asking Congress to act to help us address this national emergency. So does Congress need to act to solve the situation at the border, or can the Trump administration take action on its own?
That's a really difficult question. And without weighing into the policy debate that's happening, the numbers are hitting records for Border Patrol of families that are crossing the border. And you have these facilities that were not built to detain families that are detaining hundreds or thousands of them at a time. And so there's this big resource gap. You have Border Patrol agents who are being placed in this position to provide water bottles, to do diaper changes, to help people with humanitarian needs that Border Patrol agents are, you know, by and large, the ones that I've met, they're willing to do that. They want to help people, but at the same time, they're law enforcement agents. You have this big gap, and the Trump administration is talking about policy changes that would essentially make it easier to detain migrant families for longer and speed up deportations. And that's something that House Democrats have opposed. And I think there's this big gap in what Democrats and Republicans in the Trump administration would agree to. But I think we can all agree that having parents sleep outside with their children is not something that anybody in America wants. And there's a lot of ways that that could be addressed, and there's got to be some common ground on that.
Noman Merchant is an immigration reporter for the Associated Press. We appreciate your time, Noman.
Thank you.